I know you talked a little bit about it in your speech, but what's it mean to you to win this tournament?
It means a lot to me. What really means a lot is I finally broke my personal records. I've shot 68, 67, all these times, like tons of times, but I always bogey the last hole, and it's so disappointing for a 66. So I finally did that today, and I finally got 5 in a row. I've done 4 birdies in a row so many times, but I closed out with 5 birdies. It just means a lot to me. I have my family there and my sister there. It was a really fun day. I played with some great people.
Well, talk about turning it on down the stretch. That was where your birdie chain was on round Kelpie's corner.
It all started on hole 14 where they put us all the way back to hit over the water, and the wind was in our face. I was like, this is so scary. Oh my gosh, please hit the green. So I did, and then I made my putt, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I birdied the next hole.
You changed clubs a couple times, didn't you?
I was trying to figure out which club to hit because I'm a really feel player, so I couldn't tell you the exact yardage I hit every club. So I just felt it out. So I was just trying to decide which club to use. Apparently, I picked the right one, and I'm very thankful for that because I hit a 5-iron. Yep.
And then did you try to be conservative? Did you cut the corner there a little bit on the par 5?
I absolutely did not cut the corner at all because the first 2 days I hooked my driver over the trees by accident. So I'm like, I'm going to play this really conservatively. So I had 200 yards in, but I got it down there and just chipped in, tapped it in for birdie. So it's a good play to me. Yeah, but on 18, I did go for it in 2. I had an 8-iron in. I took out a driver. Usually I would take out an iron, but I was like, I'm going to get a 66 today. So I decided to do it, and it worked out. And yeah, I'm really happy about that.
How about your putts on 15, 16, 17, 18, the lengths?
On 14, I think it was like 15 feet. The one on 15 was 1 foot. The one on 16 was like 15 feet, 17, 10, 12 feet. 18 was like a 5-footer. Yeah.
Fist pumps on those last 3. I mean, you were really pumped up with that.
Yeah. I really wanted to get 5 birdies in a row. So really, I was just focusing on closing it out, basically. I really wanted to shoot as low as possible. So every time I had an opportunity, it makes me really happy that I did it. But yeah, I love my putter. I just love putting so much. So it's really fun to just make putts. That's why. Yeah, basically.
Where did this great putting touch come from? Do you have a teacher? Did you pick it up on your own? Just sort of.
One day, actually, this spring, I woke up and I was like, I want to putt like Jordan Spieth. So I copied his grip, not like the actual putter grip, but and I just do my own special green reading type of thing. I just do my own thing, you know. It's hard to explain, but yeah, and it really works for me, and I'm going to continue to do it because I made 9 birdies today. I'd say that's pretty darn good, so.
Well, one point here, I think it was right after about the 4th hole or so, I'm sure you looked over and saw Chelsea was up, I think, like 3 shots on you at that point, and you knew you had some work to do.
Actually, I came to this tournament to be low amateur because I needed a new rangefinder. My parents couldn't afford one, so I'm like, I'm going to get a new rangefinder. So I came out today just like, okay, Madison, just try to shoot your best and get the rangefinder, you know? And then I birdied, and then she bogeyed, and then I birdied some more, and I'm like, oh, I can win this. Okay, let's just keep going. So that's when I turned it on and just closed out the last 5 holes, basically. Yeah.
Did winning come into your mind the first 2 days at all? I mean, you're leading and tied for the lead.
Definitely. Well, when I come to a tournament, I expect to lead all 3 days and just win, of course. So when that happens, it's just kind of expected. But I was trying to win it. I was just trying to put myself in a position. You can lose it on the first day, you can lose it on the second day, and that's all I was trying to do, is just keep myself in it. So yeah.
I'm assuming you play for your high school as well?
I'm part of Auburn High School. I was in the Renaissance program, but now I'm going to be in line school, but I'm still going to be a part of Auburn, so I can play for the school and for Rockford, represent it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what would it be like potentially to go to a high school state tournament after playing in something like this?
It'll be a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm doing high school golf this year, but if I do, it'll be a blast. Yeah, I really enjoyed it last year, so it'll be fun.
Has your sister caddied for you before?
Yes, she is my caddy. She's my official caddy. Yeah.
What's her name?
Isabella Peterson. We call her Bella, though.
How old is she?
She's 9 years old. Mm-hmm. She's a great putter, too. She is fantastic.
She won a long drive contest just recently.
She played a tournament Monday. My mom was here the first 2 days to caddy for me because my dad was with my sister in the tournament. Yeah, she got long drive. She got a little nervous last 2 holes. She would have done better. She's a great player, though. She's phenomenal.
Where does she get in that long drive from? Sister?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I'm really, really long, so I guess it just kind of runs in the family. We eat a lot of steak, that's for sure. We eat a lot of food, and we want to be as big as possible, so it kind of all pays out in the end. Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Kylie, what's next for you? Do you play in more tournaments this summer before school starts? So what do you do?
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm leaving Friday to go down to Texas to play the PGA, the girls PGA championship. It's a 4-dayer, mm-hmm. So I'll be flying down there Friday.
What's your feeling thought coming out of this?
I mean, she played lights out. I got outplayed today. It's not like I played bad, but she made 5 birdies coming in, and she's a great player. She was a machine.
So it looked like you were making some birdies going out.
Yeah.
What changed?
I don't know. I got tired, maybe lost focus a little bit. But I got it back together eventually, and I had it early, and then I lost it. I don't know where it went, but I finished all right.
Is pace of play a issue?
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to play a little faster, and I think she prefers to play a little slower, so it's just... It's just golf.
Yeah, you finished less than 4 hours. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Maybe because you were too similar.
Yeah. No, I mean.
As a college coach, it's kind of exciting. Like you said, to see a young lady like that, she's got a lot of bright future ahead of her to be able to play.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She's too young to talk
yeah,
about that right now.
About that.
But, you know, maybe in a couple of years, depending on where I'm at, we'll give her a call. Yeah, I mean, it was frustrating, but I knew Ember was close, and I had to still keep it together and play well, and I don't know, I just wasn't really thinking about anybody. I was just trying to beat myself.
Just do you have any general thoughts about the tournament, how much you like it, how well they do it here, or anything like that? And
yeah.
It seems like it gets better every year for all the players and people that are part of it.
Yeah, no, it does. The sponsors are great. It's a great purse for the pros before Q school. And I love this tournament. Play well here every year. Golf course is great. Mr. McQuethy's doing an amazing job. It's a fun event. They make everybody feel special. So.
You say Q school. You're not. Are you going to that or not going to that?
No, I'm gonna take a couple years off. Maybe after I get my master's, I'll go back and give playing another try. But right now, I'm focusing on school and just if golf happens, it happens. If it doesn't, at least I gave it a try after I graduated undergrad. So.